at Water Safety Ireland. That's the new name. John Leach, CEO of Water Safety. How are you, John?
Very well, Noel, and thank you so much again for having me on air with your listeners. Always a great pleasure to be on air with you.
Okay, just to ask you what I usually do with the weather forecast for down there. It's horrible in Dublin.
Oh, is it? Not so bad here. It's a tiny bit of a light mist. Well, the mist is gone now. It's actually stopped. There's a very light mist over the Burren. You can hardly see the Burren. It's a bit misty over there. But we seem to be a bit drier up here on the north side of the Galway Bay. So we're not complaining up here at the Claddagh.
Okay. So how are things statistically-wise with water safety over the past, say, 9 months now? Are we doing better?
That's a really good question. Okay, so at the moment, believe it or not, we are 8 fewer people have drowned to the same time last year. So we're doing better than last year. And you might recollect that, Noel, last year was the lowest drownings in Ireland in 80 years, not since 1939. So your listeners are all doing the right things. They're wearing life jackets. They're making sure the children learn how to swim. They're learning the primary aquatic water safety program in the schools. They're learning about if they're going kayaking or diving or sailing or whatever, surfing, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Get the instruction. Know how to do it is very, very important. And it looks like more and more people, your listeners particularly, are all doing that. And they're being careful on the beaches. They're doing what the lifeguard says. They, you know, swim between the flags. Don't swim alone. You know, all the information that most of us do know, but we don't always implement it.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Especially, as you know, when 30% of us have had a few jars, caution goes out the window, and people, their judgment's impaired by drink and they do and drugs, and they do.
And be fair to say, John, with the statistics there, the numbers gone down, which is great, but also there's more people availing of water with the sports and that, which makes it even better. The statistics look even better.
That's very true, and you might be interested to know that I've only just recently come back from the World Conference on Drowning Prevention, and the rest of the developed world, you know, the high to medium income nations, they can't understand how the Irish are bringing down their drownings so well, because we've a steady trend since I first spoke to you 19 years ago on your radio station. Mm-hmm. Our drownings are just steadily going down the whole time, and that means we're there's a huge effort by everybody. It's not Water Safety Ireland, but we're only a small part of it. But it's at the whole of society. All your listeners, they're all being sensible of water safety. They're doing the right things, and it does take time. And in a lot of the other organisations, they tend to, I presented two papers down there, and I had to chair sessions down there because they realised that we're leading the world. And in fact, next week I'm doing one of these Zoom conferences with the Australians, because the Australians can't understand how we're doing so well. You know, the Zoom is like when you do it through the internet. Mm-hmm. In fact, they invited me down there, which I wasn't going to go down to Australia just for one meeting. Okay. Yeah, but no, we as a nation, we're doing very well, and a lot of it's really because, as you know, Irish people, we're a bright nation, we're an intelligent nation, mm-hmm. and when you explain to people why you shouldn't do things, the vast majority of people will do the right things.
Okay,
there'll always be I'm afraid the people who won't, and I mean that's I'm afraid that's their problem, and unfortunately, very often they can be unfortunately the ones who will. Drown because they just simply won't wear a life jacket, or they won't swim between the flags, or they won't, you know, they swim in places that they shouldn't be swimming, you know, in deep water rivers and things, mm-hmm. And will take alcohol. And it's very difficult for us. We all do our best, and as a society, we do our best to make sure that we look after each other.
And I think
when people do that sort of thing, it's very hard to stop them, you know.
Yeah, and I think when they're traveling and they're going, I think they're doing that bit of reconnaissance and looking out and checking the environment around where they're going, which is always. Always a great tip that you've given out over the years. Now, John, listen, over the bank holidays, we always give out lots of advice as best we can. As you say, people are hating it. And I always amaze that when I call you, say, at this time of the year, I used to sort of say, well, who's going to be swimming? But the amazing thing is that people are swimming all the year round now, aren't they? So we'll have a few tips for
them. Oh, very much so, yeah. Like when we started, when you had me on air first, No, we had very, very few people who were swimming all year round, but now it's just taken off. And following that, even this year, that vitamin C program that was on television there, that's incentivized more people to do it, because it's very good for, as well as your physical well-being, it's very good for your mental well-being. And more and more people realize that, and so more and more people want to do it. And with the very comfortable wetsuits and things, lots of people are wearing the wetsuits. Now, there's always the hardened... Hardened, shall we say, criminals who don't even wear one, you know, at any time of the year. They just go in and their birthday suit, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're very strong swimmers. They're very good swimmers. But lots of people are now using the wetsuits, and it keeps them warm. And it's a very, very healthy thing to do. So yeah, swimming has all year. Swimming has become very, very popular now. But so has, you know, surfing. People are surfing now 12 months a year. Some people are sailing 12 months a year. The kayaking 12 months a year. Diving 12 months a year.
Mm-hmm.
So whilst July and August sees the highest number of drownings in the year historically and statistically, but only marginally more than the other months, believe it or not, you know, only by about two or three people per month. So, I mean, we're obviously concerned this weekend. It's a bank holiday weekend. There'll be lots of people out. The forecast is good, as you know. High pressure building over us. We're going to have a northerly wind, which will be cool, but there'll be sunshine. And to people who are dressed up properly, it won't be a problem. But our advice would be to get out there, be careful of the cold water, the wind chill and the rip currents, because on Monday we have a new moon. That means you have very strong rip currents, very strong tidal streams of your coastline, particularly in the Irish Sea. The tides will run very, very fast off Fingal there and off Howth and all that area. So just be careful if you're going out in boats or you're going out diving, you don't get swept away from the wreck that you're diving on or wherever you might be. And, of course, most of all, wear a life jacket, no matter what you're doing. And, you know, I think the other thing is stranding is an issue, and a very much an issue on your coastline, you know, where your tide runs right out.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they go out after the mussels and periwinkles and that sort of thing, or just walking their dog out on the beach, and the tide will come in very, very fast over the weekend, because you've got a very big range of water coming in between low water and high water when you have spring tides. So that's right over the weekend and in fact into Tuesday. So just to be very careful, carry your mobile phone. If you do get into trouble, call 118 and look for the Coast Guard immediately. But for those who are going out on kayaks or going out on various types of boats and things, make sure you have your marine VHF. They're very inexpensive now, cheaper than a mobile phone, and or a personal locator, and or a personal locator beacon, which is even better. So if you do get into trouble, you just trigger that, and the Coast Guard will have a helicopter or lifeboat over you in minutes. So it's all really is about doing all the right things. With the cold wind chill from the north, just make sure you have adequate clothing. You know, and believe it or not, people will get burned on their faces and burned on their hands and exposed skin this weekend, because with that sunshine reflecting off the water. So make sure you have the sun cream on as well and the sun hat when you're out there enjoying your aquatic pursuit, no matter which one it is.
And I know it's pretty cold out there, John, but I heard a couple of weeks ago someone talking about jellyfish and those deadly, I can't remember the name of them, but...
Oh, the Portuguese man of war.
Yeah, are they still around or...
Yes, on the west coast particularly, and as you're but also the lion's mane jellyfish will still be around this weekend off your coastline,
wow.
Off the east coast. Yeah, they are. I mean, what's happened with the overfishing? There's more jellyfish now than in your and my lifetime. There's never been so many jellyfish now, because what's happened? We've overfished, around our coastline, and when you leave a vacuum, the jellyfish automatically reverts into that vacuum or that empty space of column of water, if you like.
Okay.
And they're known as the cockroaches of the sea. They were around long before the fish were.
And are they adapting to the temperatures of the water, or can they survive in any?
Well done. And the temperature of the water has increased, as we all know, with this global warming, because we're all want to fly around the world and drive cars all here, there, and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got too many cattle here in Ireland, according to some people. But no matter what it is, there's no doubt about it. And at this time of the year, the water temperature is still relatively warm. It's just that's why we were really focusing more so on the wind chill when people come out of the water, or when they're on the water. If they're wet at all, they'll feel it an awful lot more than they would normally.
And just from your own thing, John, can they pierce a wetsuit, the jellyfish? Will there stink?
No. The backs of the hands, if you're wearing a wetsuit, the backs of your hands normally get done, or your finger, tops of your fingers,
okay,
and your face, of course. But if you use Vaseline, and the sun, there are sun creams you can get that have this anti-jellyfish stuff in it, and you can use them as well. So we recommend using those, or just old Vaseline, which lots of people still use, and that will protect you if there are jellyfish around. But we've had no reports this week. Mm-hmm. We had lots of reports last week of Portuguese man-o-war off Cork, Kerry, Clare, right up, in fact, up into Sligo, in Donegal Bay.
Wow.
But we didn't have. You don't tend to get the Portuguese man-o-war up the Irish Sea.
I was going to say that. I never thought I'd be talking about jellyfish in October.
No. It's a very good point. Yeah, exactly. In our lifetime, we wouldn't have before.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
listen, I know you're at a meeting, and I'm very grateful for you giving us of your time. Watersafety.ie for all the tips we've been talking about, and much, much more, and about the swimming for the children and all that. So, and just one final thing I always put out there. I don't know if the idiots are still out there messing around with the life buoys, but people should text and ring up to see any missing.
Absolutely. And when we have a chance, maybe next interview, there's a big program going on in Dublin where they're going to use modern technology to help prevent this. It hasn't started yet, but it's about to start. So maybe in a month or 2 months' time, we might talk about that on air.
Okay,
but,
we'll do, John.
It's going to be piloted in Dublin. So, yeah, I hope everybody's got a safe and enjoyable weekend out there, to your listeners and to yourself and family.
Okay, thanks very much, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And, of course, that's John Leach, CEO of Water Safety. And you can look up watersafety.ie for everything we've been talking about there and much, much, much more. As I said, who thought we'd be talking about jellyfish in October?